SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he's taking his time, the time needed to secure a great deal with Iran.
With the war dragging past the president's projected 4 to 6 week timeline, he said he's in no rush to end the conflict before an acceptable deal is reached.
I took it out militarily. Now all we're doing is sitting back and seeing what deal. And if they don't want to make a deal, then I'll finish it up militarily.
The president said Iran's leaders are very disorganized and are fighting like cats and dogs, which has contributed to a pause in negotiations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Gas prices have been creeping a bit higher in the past few days. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular, $4.05. It's up a couple of cents from yesterday. 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon, it was to expire on Monday, has been extended for 3 weeks. President Trump made the announcement following a White House meeting of the Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors. South Georgia is burning. Wildfires, the largest of which are only 10 to 15% contained, have destroyed close to 90 homes. Brianna Elliott had to flee, and she's heartbroken.
They said most of Brushy Creek was burned to the ground.
That's where you live?
Yeah, that's where I live. And we haven't even been there renting there for a year. And I'm 20, my fiance's 23. And it's just hard to imagine that. You know, everything we've worked so hard for, living paycheck to paycheck, is just gone without notice.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is touring some of the hardest hit areas. Powerful storms have once again raked the plains, spawning destructive tornadoes and raining down enormous hailstones. There is considerable tornado damage in Enid, Oklahoma. Severe weather threat to persist right on into the weekend. Dow futures up 59 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 400. This is SRN News. A disturbing story from Canada.
An 84-year-old woman from Vancouver arrived at the hospital with severe back pain and says the first treatment that she was offered was physician-assisted suicide. Miriam Lancaster tells the Western Standard that after taking her basic information, hospital personnel asked if she'd like to take her own life. She did not and was eventually treated for a hairline fracture of her pelvis. Canadian pro-life advocates are expressing outrage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Court rulings are bolstering mandates to display the Ten Commandments in public schools. The biggest push began last year in Texas, where a challenge to the law was rejected this week by a federal appeals court. While the issue remains far from settled, the ruling is a victory for conservatives who reject arguments that those displays violate the so-called separation of church and state. Louisiana became the first state to pass a requirement in 2024. This is SRN News. Plans for a heinous crime are thwarted.
A former law enforcement officer is charged with planning a mass shooting in New Orleans. Christopher Gillum was arrested in Florida and was found with a handgun and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Gillum is white, and investigators say he was planning to kill black people at a music festival in New Orleans. The festival wasn't named, but the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, commonly known as Jazz Fest, is underway. Police in North Carolina say Gillum's family there reported him missing, and he has a history of self-harm. Paperwork was being prepared to voluntarily commit Gillum for psychiatric treatment. I'm Ed Donahue.
Federal investigators say a firefighter whose truck collided with an Air Canada jet last month on a New York runway heard air traffic controllers repeatedly shout stop over the radio, but did not know who the warning was for. And both pilots were killed in the crash. More details, SRNNews.com.